The last time the FDA tried to interfere with the electronic cigarette business, their actions weren't welcome. The agency's attempt was thwarted by a lawsuit brought by e-cig manufacturer Enjoy, which objected to the FDA's desire to regulate e-cigs as smoking cessation devices like nicotine gum or the patch. When Enjoy sued, a court said the FDA had overstepped its bounds. So when the FDA recently announced that it will once again try to impose control over the sale of e-cigarettes, it was surprising to hear the response. Rather than resisting the new regulations, no sales to minors, no free samples, mandatory ingredient labeling with nicotine warnings on packages, many e-cig businesses are expressing satisfaction with the new rules. In addition to praise from Enjoy's top exec, who called the move a giant step closer to helping the company achieve its mission of obsoleting cigarettes, some local stores say the FDA rules don't scare them. In fact, Diana Staples of Palm Beach Vapors and Oviedo told us that her company actually welcomes the oversight. Of course, not everyone is happy with the FDA move. Senator Richard Durbin called the regulations a political compromise that would not protect kids from what he thinks is an insidious product. But as Staples points out, the FDA's move should force some of the shadier operations into the light. While her business uses only food-grade ingredients and limits nicotine to 24 milligrams or less, there are plenty of operations who don't. I think a lot of people are afraid, she says, but the people who are afraid are probably the people who should be afraid.